Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this wonderful Saturday evening. Free Talk Live does broadcast 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are a live call-in radio program, so if you want to be heard on a nationally syndicated radio show that's also broadcast on the internet and some satellite stations, feel free to give us a call during those hours, 7 nights a week. The telephone number to do so is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I will be joined shortly by the fashionably late Peakless Mountaineer, or perhaps unfashionably late, depending on what sort of attire he's got on. We'll find out momentarily. But the captain here is older than the selfie. Yes, that's right. I'm an ancient relic from historical times. You know, I remember the one-touch camera that spit out the photo that you just took, and you had to, you know, flap around in the air, you know, wait for it to develop right on the spot. I remember when that...
Shake it like a Polaroid?
Shake it like a Polaroid, yes. I remember that being an advance in technology, because prior to that, you actually had to buy this little cartridge that had film in it and, like, sort of pull it out, and if you did it wrong, you'd screw up a whole roll, and then you put it in the camera, and then you only get so many pictures. You know, there's a limit to how many you can fit on a roll, so, you know, you get 20 or 50 or something like that, and then when it's done, oh... You better have brought another roll. So I'm older than this technology. So
you can't fit 1,000 pictures on a tiny little stick?
Yeah, no. And in fact, I still own something that a lot of you kids out there have probably never heard of. Or if you have, it's only because you stumbled upon one in your grandmother's attic or whatever. And that is a photo album.
Ooh.
That's right. This is a binder or a book. A physical
manual.
Yeah. Where you photos that were taken and then developed into physical photographs.
Analog.
Yeah, analog. if the ones that you really liked, you would put inside of this book that had these sort of protective things. It reminds me a lot of these gamers that have these binders to keep their cards in, the Magic the Gathering and all that kind of stuff. You know, these gamers or even sports collectibles have these binders, and they have these like little plastic places for each of the cards, and each sheet holds so many. It was kind of
gotta
like
keep
that.
It in mint condition.
So why am I talking about selfies and photographic history and the history of the technology behind the photograph? It's because the IRS wants you to take a selfie.
No.
That was my reaction to the headline. I was like, why does the IRS even want
one? Like, I realized that part of why we had to go through public schooling was to train us to perform free labor for the government.
Well, and we've seen that enacted already with the, we'll call them mask mandates that appeared in cities, towns, and states. Most everywhere in the United States was affected in some way or another by a mask mandate. There were very few areas that never put one in. Or even held off very long, right? Some were, you know, way on board sooner than others, but pretty much everybody got on board and everybody was affected in some way. And so as a result of these mandates, what happens is you have low-level, you know, waitresses, convenience store clerks, right? Entry-level people becoming the mask police.
Mm-hmm.
And this
congratulations,
is,
you've been deputized. It comes with no additional pay.
No additional pay. No training.
Yeah.
Right? No additional
pay.
Am
I really qualified to make sure that you're following the mask mandate?
Yeah. If I worked at any of these places, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'm just not qualified to be the mask police. You know, I haven't taken that training course yet. So this from Reason.com. Smile, the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company. So, of course, the government never does anything themselves. They, you know, they don't have anything. They don't make anything, right? Everything they do, they must first take from somebody else to make happen, right? Either whether it's money or they make other people do it in some way, shape, or form. So of course,
steal our time from our productive behavior, or just steal the symbol of our time.
Now, some people may see this as a double-edged sword. It's one thing to send a selfie to a government organization known as the IRS. It's a whole other thing to send it to a third-party company that the IRS has contracted with, whom they say is safe. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not trust the entity known as government to make a decision as to whether or not a tech company on their payroll that they're outsourcing this stuff to is going to keep my stuff private.
Well, and isn't it just convenient that, well, if we were doing it ourselves, you might be able to make a FOIA request. You might be able to get a hold of this information, find out what we're doing with these pictures of you. But since we outsourced it to this company, they're not beholden to this, transparency that the government pretends to have.
Yeah. And also, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that while we're talking about the IRS, that the IRS does spell theirs. If you just take out all the spaces, T-H-E-I-R-S.
It's the property they believe in.
Yes. So, no, that's not a joke. People are like, oh, that's funny. Oh, you made it. Really, that's how they act. They act as if everything is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about some asset forfeiture and some, what's the other word, the domain, something, eminent domain.
Yeah.
Last week. You know, we talk about these things frequently here on Free Talk Live. And within the freedom community, these are all topics that are always going around. It's just that when people hear about this stuff, they go, oh, it doesn't affect me. It's them. It's those guys. Or it's over there. It's not here. Oh, it's in that city. It's not in my city. Oh, it's in that town. It's not in my town. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my neighbor's. It's not my house.
Yeah. Right?
How close does it have to be for you to take some action or to become concerned?
And remember, it's not imminent as in it's about to happen. It's like naturally part of its fundamental nature. It is eminently the property of the government.
It's eminently theirs.
Every single scratch of land is the domain of the government, at least according to them. So, I mean, this idea that you own land, you do not own property, ever. You rent it. You rent it from the government.
Yes, it's true.
And the price of your rent, much like a feudal lord would have to pay their percentage from their serfs, you have to pay the rent of taxes on that land. If you fail to pay that tax, they will take it back from you, or if they just feel like it. And they'll pay you whatever they feel like paying you in exchange for taking your land from you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's certain things that I find them laughable now only because I can predict them, right? After having sort of come out of the fog of statism some time ago, it was a process. It didn't like happen over there. Were certain epiphanies that I had, light bulbs went off and realizations that, led me down the path to come out of the fog of statism. I was brainwashed into what, most people who are listening even are, still like, oh, well, I might not like the government, but we need something.
Well, very, very few of us start out our life without that programming.
But there are things now that are predictable. One of our chatters says, now the IRS wants us to report how much stimulus we got in 2021 for our taxes. Shouldn't they already know that? Yes, absolutely, they should.
Well, and that was my thought with send this picture into the government agency's outsource. It's like, wait a second, you already have that information from Facebook, don't you?
One would think so.
I mean, like, that's already been announced. Like, the Facebook has come out saying, like, yes, we send all of this into the government whenever they ask for it. Yes, this is all attached to facial recognition programs. I mean, they've announced this. They haven't really hidden this. So you're making me do work because you won't talk to the other agency and just get that information from them.
Right.
Handy.
Right. Well, imagine how difficult it is for you or I to get cooperation from a government entity. Now imagine how difficult it is for a government entity to get cooperation from a different government entity.
Even the government has to deal with the DMV sometimes.
It's a bureaucracy fight. Who can out-bureaucrat each other? 603-283-6160. Is this the era of no identity left behind? We'll find out coming up on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I'm channeling nothing is what I'm doing. Unrelated to any topics here on Free Talk Live tonight. Yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live to the listeners who are wondering what they're listening to. You can call us,
too. I'm wondering what I'm listening to.
603-283-6160. If you're questioning my sanity, well, I do host radio, so, I mean, you know, I might not be the most sane person on planet Earth. But recently, Johnny Fever, Mr. Hessman, the guy who played Johnny Fever, he passed away. And so on one of these online, you know, always streaming site, they did a 24, they're still streaming nothing but WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hmm.
And now I watched that show when it was actually on. My parental units would watch it every week whenever it came on. And so I was exposed to that show. I didn't know. I always thought it was just a poor mix. The very end of the show, there's an end song where when the credits roll and all that kind of thing, there's a song. And it's a very, you know, sort of rockin', you know, late 70s sounding rock and roll, very high tempo for rock and roll, lots of pianos. It kind of sounds like an up-tempo Billy Joel tune. But I always just thought it was a bad mix and that you couldn't understand what the guy was saying, right? But it turns out that when they wrote that end song for that show, that the guy who wrote it didn't have any lyrics, but he made a demo with the music and everything, where he just over the music, and they ended up just using that.
Wow.
So there aren't, it's gibberish. It's complete freaking gibberish, but it sounds like.
Let me check the lyric sheet. Yeah. It says gibberish.
Yeah, if you go online and search for, you know, end credit song WKRP lyrics, you can read all about this thing. So I thought it was pretty neat, though, that gibberish got used in a nationally televised show back in the day about a radio station.
Kind of reminds me of, Bob Dylan had just taken voice lessons because, you know, he finally caught enough flack about his voice.
Because he wanted to sound more like Tom Petty?
He did actually mistake Tom Petty for his own voice at one point. I kid you not.
Wow.
He turns to his manager. He's like, I don't remember recording this song. He's like, Bob, that's not you.
I didn't know that. I've always joked that, like, you could interchange Tom Petty and Bob Dylan.
No,
for just
he
about
himself,
anything.
He's like, I don't remember recording this song.
It I'm free basing. Wait, yeah, so no, finally, free falling, sorry.
So he finally takes some voice lessons, and he just falls in love with his voice. So he writes this song, it's like, la, 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 la. And because the tune came before the lyrics, unlike every other thing he's ever written, the lyrics to Lay Lady Lay are just profoundly shallow. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah, there's a 70s
song. That's why he never did that again.
It's a 70s song called Vehicle. It's got lots of horns. It's got a funky bass line, great tones. But it's a creepy song. It's I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere that you want to go. You know, like I'm the friendly neighbor with the big old van. Won't you hop inside my car? That kind of a thing.
Hmm.
You know, or a big sedan. Sorry. Friendly stranger in the big sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man. You know, all this kind of. And I'm like, this song is profoundly creepy, but it's a really up tempo. It's got a fun melody. You know, and it's super popular. Like, wow. You put it on a jukebox anywhere and people start dancing to it. They're like, oh, yeah, I know this song.
Some of the songs that come out, I am just amazed that, like I'll Be Watching You. Every breath you take,
yeah
every that one is... step you make, I will be watching you.
We do take phone calls here on Free Talk Live, so let's go to Mark calling from Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
I want to know if there's an address to mail cashier checks for the truckers in the USA. I've heard what's going on in Canada.
I'm not aware of one.
I understand that the government's trying to steal the money or not let them get it, so I want to send them cash in an envelope. Yeah. I need an address to mail it to.
Yeah, that is not a good way to get money to anyone.
Well, but if you do happen to know of an address, you can call us here at 603-283-6160. If there is something set up for, you know, some way to manually send in, you know, a check or money order or something like that, please give us a call, let us know. I'm curious that... I seem to remember this Peakless Mountaineer. Refresh my memory, or maybe you know, but I don't. There's not one on my radar currently. Is there a cryptocurrency fundraising website that mimics something like a GoFundMe?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, are you a developer? Do you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Well, take this idea now that we've announced it on national radio and on the internet and make one. How hard can it be to, like, just recode the payment system of something like that?
Yeah, it's one of those ideas that seems so obvious that it should exist.
Because I would think that this would be a good time for cryptocurrency to show its might, you know, when we have stuff like Mark's talking about where...
Yeah, some kind of a go bit me.
Something, yeah. Mark, your thoughts?
It sounds good to me. I don't trust PayPal. They're not giving the money up to the truckers. I'd rather just see them get it personally. I mean, I'd rather put a check in the mail or put cash in the mail, and hopefully it gets to the right person.
Well, if you do get an address, make sure you do a check or a money order, because if it's cash, a lot of the people at the post office are dishonest enough that they will take that out of whatever you send.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Nowadays, you can't trust anybody.
Well, you certainly can't trust unseen government bureaucrats, that's for sure.
What was that, Mark?
Hey. You know you can trust the government. Ask any American Indian.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Yeah, certainly they weren't lied to, and they didn't have everything stolen from them, and a bunch of them weren't murdered. No, not at all.
Right. Yeah, I do love the fact that these truckers have gotten like $10 million, though. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was like $8 million last week, and then $9 million, and then $10 million. And yeah, it's great to see the support. However, I question the outcome still. I'm a pessimistic.
I think you are a negative Nancy on this
pessimistic
whole thing. You're like,
activist.
Oh, I don't think they have clear goals. No, they have very obvious clear goals. Heck, a bunch of them, like I finally got around to seeing some footage on this. A bunch of them would like put the lettering on a piece of cardboard and attach that to the front of their truck.
I saw one photo, not a lot. I saw one photo.
So, I mean, the demands are pretty obvious. End the mandates. Like, this whole COVID-19 nonsense mandates, just end them.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, and finally they're announcing, yeah, we think it might be time to roll these back. They haven't, but they've announced that they're going to.
I agree. And, in fact, I think they should take it a step further and, well, end government mandates of, well, anything.
I couldn't agree more. However, I do believe that that is too much to hope for.
I don't know. If this works, you know? Could be a stepping stone for the rest of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there are now, we'll say, mimic protests. I don't want to call them that because it sounds like they're making fun. But like, there are similar protests breaking out in other countries as far as Italy and really? Italy is going to have a convoy protest.
I heard about this first going down in Australia. But it is important to remember that this isn't the only effective way to resist, though. Like, if you're not a trucker, that doesn't mean that you can't effectively resist the government when they overstep. When they go too far, by your estimation, there are things that you can do with your own level of expertise and your particular field.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. We're going to keep talking about this, why the IRS wants a selfie from you. And if you want to opine on the trucker convoy protests, you can. 603-283-6160.
Looking for a great real estate investment? Consider New Hampshire, which is ground zero for the Liberty Movement. Your first call should be to Mark Worden from Porcupine Real Estate. He's more than just a real estate agent. He's your New Hampshire concierge. Where are the best places to live? Do you want farm, city, the burbs, or forest? Do you want a duplex or multifamily building so that renters pay your mortgage? There are homes in all price ranges in New Hampshire, and Mark can help with financing too. Invest in liberty and property. Mark Worden can help.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
That's a rock and rollism.
Shamal.
That's also a rock and rollism, I guess, is what I was word. Right.
Yeah, you never hear rock and rollers go, no.
Sometimes you do.
It's a rarity.
Sometimes you do, but yeah, more than likely you're gonna hear more yes than no's in rock and rollisms.
You know, kinda like everyone nods their head instead of shaking their head.
It's things like shooby dooby doo ah. Right, that's a rock and rollism, right? James Brown.
I think that counts as a scat.
James, I think it does too. Yeah, James Brown heavily influenced James Hetfield of Metallica, right? Because James Brown used to do, ha, yeah, ha, right? And then James Hetfield does that, hey, yeah, ha, right? At the end of everything, right? That he talks about, ta, right? You know, and he gets that from, of course, James Brown.
Rock kind of reminds me of a Southern preacher.
You know what I'm saying?
What of the Lord?
What does Bruce Lee drink? Ah, wata. Ah, wait, you can't end an ah.
Hawaiian wata. Punch.
I miss Hawaiian punch, man.
Yeah?
I had that in a long time.
Mm.
Yeah. It's delicious, too.
It used to be in soda fountains.
What's a soda fountain? Is that like a bubbler? Also known as a water fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I may
which,
be.
Which era are you from again?
No, it's geography. Some areas of the United States will call a water fountain a bubbler. Because when you press a little button,
right.
it sort of kind of bubbles up water. Right?
It's, yeah, that's like a Boston thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's like
the bubbler.
I think it's like Indiana or something.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. If you drink out of a bubbler instead of a water fountain, give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Seems to be if it's bubbling, it's doing the wrong thing.
This is Free Talk Live. I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information that is neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Let's go to Van in South Carolina. Van, you're
hello, how you guys doing?
I'm good. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm in South Carolina, and James Brown was born in Barnwell, right about 30 miles from here. Anyway, yeah, man. Whoa, yeah, he's a badass. Anyway, the IRS, I don't mean if you guys repeat yourself, but I tuned in a little late.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying you got to take a picture of yourself or something?
Yeah.
To do what? To fire your taxes?
So I'll just read a brief part of this. And
I'm sorry you have to repeat yourself.
No.
We
actually hadn't gotten into it, so I'll get into it right now. This says, no identity left behind. Americans who want to access tax return transcripts, check on child tax credits, or do other tasks through the IRS website. They will have to turn over their image to a facial recognition company called ID.me.
Oh, man.
To get verified through ID.me, a person must provide a photo of an identity document, such as a driver's license, state ID, or passport, and take a selfie with a smartphone or computer with a webcam, the IRS website explains.
You know, the real problem with the IRS is that they weren't capable of, being prejudicial toward the people that they were deciding whether or not to audit. So, I mean, you can only do so much prejudice based on a person's name alone.
That's true.
What you really need is to be able to see them.
They're evil. I owe them like $8,000, okay? And I work under the
I disagree.
My name's whatever. But I'm telling you, man, they're evil people. But there's one thing, I try not to listen to politics, but that stupid bill they tried to pass a few months ago, they were going to hire like thousands more of IRS agents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're
hurting. Doing it.
They're hurting for employees just like everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but that bill didn't go through. Pelosi wanted to hire all these, they wanted to bulk the IRS up into this, it already is a monster. But anyway, this is absurd, and I'm not taking any pictures, man. I don't do the internet. I don't even, I'm an old fart like you guys, man. I don't do none of that, and this is just absurd, man.
Yeah,
and thanks for hitting me up on the rest of the story there, because remember now they have I don't want to get all Alex Jones on you, man, but they got pictures of our irises when they take your driver's license pictures, your iris is like a fingerprint in your eye, you know?
Yep.
I don't know.
And I don't want to get all weird on you, man.
If it was me,
I
would take the picture of your iris when I was doing the eye test. Like, I don't know how you did but like when I did the eye test, like, I had to look direct, like, put my head right up against this thing and look directly into this, like, dark area. I mean, if I was going to get a picture of people's retinas, that's when I'd take it.
Was that the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know. Now, that wasn't Denver. Now, that might just be like a big city thing or something. But
The DMV, or hell, as described by Primus.
Well, when I got released from jail 20 years ago in Florida, they said, hold on a minute. And I said, what are you doing, man? And he was taking pictures. They said, we're taking pictures of your iris.
Wow.
I said, whoa. And this was like 1997.
Yeah,
more than 20 years ago. So no, and I don't want to get all whoa. The IRS, man. Thanks, guys, for letting me give me the heads up, and I'll just keep my head up, man.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks, man. The IRS is a horrible organization. to call them an organization is actually kind of a misnomer. They are an enforcement arm. Is what they are.
Well, and the IRS in particular. So other countries actually rely on taxes in order to run their government.
Right.
However, the United States, because it's the world's reserve currency, they can print up as much as they want anytime they want, and it doesn't matter for them how much taxes they come in. So what they use the tax structure
as evidenced by the $30 trillion debt. 30 trillion?
It is 30 trillion.
Over
30 trillion. Now, what they use the tax structure for is as a system of social control. I mean, don't get me wrong, they like having the extra money, but that's really not its purpose. They want to be able to control what you do and to set the incentives in any direction that they want to. So they can pull this thread here and bring this over here and change it this way and that way just to manipulate the middle class especially.
Yeah, and
because like the lower class, they don't pay taxes because they don't make the money. The upper class, they don't pay taxes because they get lawyers to go around them. And the middle class, well, that's who they manipulate.
Yeah, taxation is theft. It's not said often enough. I know it's a tired trope amongst freedom lovers. Yes, taxation is actually technically it's extortion.
Oh yeah!
If you want to get down to the real nitty gritty of the definition of what it is, extortion.
Yeah, it's not burglary. It's a mugging.
Yeah, it's you're going to give us your money, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it and you don't give us your money, we will send you a letter, a very strongly worded letter. And then, if you don't respond, we will eventually send men with guns to your door to get you to comply.
And bureaucratic mugging
to get you to comply. If you resist those men with guns, they purport the authority to kill you or put you in a cage. Because you did not hand over money, which some bully wants to take from you that they did not earn. They had no hand in earning your money. You earned your money. Nobody else earned the money for you. They didn't have any hand in helping you build your business or your life or your career. In fact, they've taxed you at every step of the way on your path to get to where you're going in life.
Especially by inflating the currency. I mean, people have no idea how much has been stolen.
Yeah, I saw somebody did some calculations. They're like, that $2,300 you had stashed away, 5 years ago is now worth like $1,800 or something. I don't remember.
Oh yeah,
what it was, but
and I mean, you can't imagine how much productivity that just stole from all of us.
603-283-6160. Are you tired of the bully taking your money? This is Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
I told you I'm maybe going to be an ambassador, didn't I?
You have mentioned that. I don't think you've...
I haven't. There's really no further
detail.
No further update there than...
Like, who's ambassador to where? I have no idea.
It's not political ambassador. Well, it kind of is, but it's not... I won't be an ambassador for a country.
Oh, a brand ambassador?
Yes. Yes, if you will, or at least that's the idea behind the talks that I'm sort of in. So we'll see what becomes of it. But they asked what they wanted my title to, or what I wanted my title to be. And I said, well, and I went through the list in my head. I'm like, Lord, Reverend, Doctor, Captain. I'm like, how about ambassador? I've never been an ambassador before. And so that's on the table. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
May as well tag it on there.
Yeah. Well, and there's all sorts of little minutiae about the whole thing, but you know, I make fun of titles because I don't really like them very much, right? Like people get all super hoity about, well, I'm a doctor, right? You know, I used to do tech support for like, you know, Palm Pilots and air cards for your laptop to get on the internet, that kind of thing. And nobody was more difficult than the guy who's like, I'm an engineer, right? Like, yeah, well, you're not a internet technician, so why don't you step down off your soapbox there, pal, and let me help you.
Yeah, I remember when I was given the option of what my job title would be when working at a college computer lab. I'm like, Technomancer.
Technomancer. Oh, nice. It's a portmanteau to top it off. All right, so did I say it was Free Talk Live?
You did.
Okay. It is Free Talk Live.
Is it?
If I hadn't said it, for those of you who, I don't know why you'd want to watch, but you can watch freetalklive.com. You can see there's a video stream of us. We're streaming every show that we do. So if you want to watch.
Maybe you want to stand in awe of our great beardliness.
You can. Well, that's true. We are a couple of beardos. You can also see like the backdrop behind you, Peakless Mountaineer, has, you know, the Free Talk Live logo with the website URL and that kind of a thing on it. And there's one over on the other side that says Shire Society whenever the camera is pointed that way. And so, and a big old peace sign as well hanging in the doorway of the studio here, just so you know what we're about. If you're watching
the URL, its name is Earl.
Video.freetalklive.com. So anyway, we started talking about this article from Reason. Smile, the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company. And to get verified through ID.me, a person must provide a photo of an identity document such as driver's license, state ID, or passport, and take a selfie with a smartphone or a computer with a webcam, the IRS website explains. However,
oh, so their picture isn't enough. You also have to take a new picture of yourself.
Yeah. It seems sort of meta, right? Like, do I have to take a picture of me holding up my license and my passport? Would that already have my picture on it that are already in a government database somewhere that you could very easily access without bothering me at all?
Can I be flipping you off when I take my picture?
Oh, I think I'm going to, if I need to do so. I think I'll also be wearing a full mask where I'm unidentifiable. Anyway, the IRS emphasizes...
What, did you want me to get sick of the COVIDs?
Yeah. The IRS emphasizes that taxpayers can still pay or file their taxes without submitting a selfie or other information to a third-party identity verification company.
Oh, can we? Can we? Yeah. Are we allowed to give the money?
Guess I can't pay taxes. I don't have a computer. Can't take a selfie. Guess I'm home free.
Yeah, well, if enough people tried that, I'm sure that they would mandate the purchase of a smartphone. I wouldn't be surprised if we get there soon. Anyway,
they'd have something resembling, I don't know, like an ice cream man. It'll be like the IRS selfie van, right? It'd be patrolling your neighborhood. You'll get notified when it's in the neighborhood. They'll come and take a selfie for you, right? That kind of thing. Or they'll just combine the COVID shots and the selfies and the passport photos. It'll just be one-stop shopping. No, I'm sorry. These things only happen in a free market.
Right. That's entirely too convenient.
None of that will actually happen. None of that will actually happen. What will likely happen is they will just start fining you or throwing you in jail if you don't comply.
That's the thing. I mean,
that's how government works.
They're already mandating that you purchase services anyway. Like, you, if you have a car, you are required almost everywhere except New Hampshire to purchase car insurance. If you have a body, which turns out is not optional, you're required to purchase medical insurance. So, I mean, it's not that far to go, okay, well, we require service purchases. Why not goods purchases? And just mandate everyone have a smartphone.
Yeah, and just for the record, the whole mandatory medical insurance thing is a first. It's the first time the United States government that I'm aware of, and other people have said the same thing, so I'm trusting them and their research as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time that the government has mandated a service be purchased.
Yeah, that there is no way of avoiding it.
Right.
Yeah, they've mandated it. If you make this choice, then you have to purchase this.
Right.
But yeah, this is the first time, as far as I know, that they have ever said, no matter what, you must purchase this.
In the same way, the COVID bit was the first time they exercised the idea of a nationwide lockdown.
Right. Yeah, and I've been thinking about that, and like, man, it's just disgusting. Like, if you really think about this.
And creepy.
Well, like, if you really think about this, this is the equivalent of raping the society itself.
Yes.
Because, like, what you do if you're going to rape someone, like, you know, the hard way, you hold down their limbs, right? You stop them from moving around. Well, what did they do? Like, we're the members of this body politic, mm-hmm. and they held us in place. And then they inserted their rod as many times as they feel is necessary so that they can deliver their biological payload inside of our bodies.
Yeah, how many boosters now? Four?
Yeah, well, however many thrusts they feel is adequate.
Yeah. Well, and you have to remember that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape. So that one person being the government in your scenario and the other 9 being the rest of society, it is.
Yeah, two wolves and a sheep enjoys democracy.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Forced anything, like anything that follows that word, throng.
Yeah.
Forced vaccine. No, go screw yourself. I'm sorry. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, the IRS emphasizes that taxpayers can still pay or file without submitting a selfie. It's just that. You're going to need to do this if you want to do access your historical tax account information, including your records, anything online. Did you claim the child tax credit update thing? Well, there's a portal for that. You're going to have to comply with giving a selfie to claim the child tax credit thing. no good deed goes unpunished, you guys. It's like the stimulus checks, right? Do you want to, like, how much did you get? You want to find out? Are you eligible? Oh, you're going to have to provide this to them.
Mm.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if they expand this later on. I mean, basically what they're saying is, you're still required to give us money and everything, but if you want us to do anything for you, you also have to make a picture of your ID and a picture of your face. And send that in to this completely unknown corporate entity.
If you want to set up an online payment plan, if you want to get an identity protection PIN, or any additional IRS functions, such as applications for different things, we'll all transition to the new method over the next year, the agency says.
And I'm sure that this is like 3 steps away from, well, in order to register that FOIA request, we're going to need a blood sample.
The IRS began rolling out the new requirement for the child tax credit accounts last summer. By this coming summer, it will be required for all IRS online service accounts. Existing online account credentials will no longer work. The new process is one more step the IRS is taking to ensure that taxpayer information is provided only to the person who legally has a right to the data, says the IRS website. That's why we've hired this third-party company to do it all for us. Of course, turning over private data to ID.me, including social security numbers, ID documents, etc., risks exposing them through security breaches and through the company's own policies. ID.me offers relatively broad criteria under which it can share your data.
Gee, it's a good thing there's no information involved in a picture of my face.
There's apparently a lot to this bit about how they can share your data once you give it to them, which you'll be forced to do by the IRS. So we could talk more about that. We've got other things we want to talk about as well. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to our number 2 of Free Talk Live is on the way, 603-283-6160, if you want to join us.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
We're here and this is where we are. Hopefully
maybe.
You... yeah.
Maybe. Oh, that's not how rock goes. You gotta go, yeah!
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah.
Could be. Could be.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live, should you wish to join us. We're on the air. This is hour number two. We're kicking it off right now. We're on the air for another 2 hours. So plenty of time to get your calls in, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about this bit from Reason.com that tells us the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company for supposedly your own safety when accessing the IRS websites for their forced upon you services that they kind of provide. In addition to the IRS wanting you to submit a selfie to access these supposed services, they're outsourcing this to a company called ID.me. And you, of course, risk exposing all of your information, your Social Security, your passport, your driver's license, your address, your tax information, et cetera, and so on, that you upload through them.
Now, to make sure that someone doesn't nefariously take your tax information, we're going to expose you to identity theft from this company.
And this company, ID.me, offers relatively broad criteria under which it can share your data. Information we receive about you can be accessed and preserved for an extended period when it is the subject of a legal request or obligation, governmental investigation, or investigation of possible violations of our terms or policies, criminal and other investigations, or to otherwise prevent harm, states its privacy policy online. And we can talk more about that.
So this ID.me is going to be a gatekeeper, if you will. So they will have access to everyone's IRS record. So they will at any time be able to say, yeah, sure, this is the picture of this particular account.
Right.
Regardless of whether it's one that they just fabricated themselves.
Yeah, well, and imagine that, too. Imagine the power of the IRS to just, you know, show up with a call, be like, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so the IRS, need access to, and they just create, identities for whoever, or otherwise abuse the system. It's ripe for all of that. And we can talk more about that. There's more to this article as well, but let's go to Jet, who is in Mo, also known as Mo, Missouri. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, what was that last thing you're talking about? The IRS, the magic of the IRS. Well, you might know this or not. I have three God-given missions for my life on this planet.
Okay.
And the first one is exposing the false teachings of the church. The next one is the exposing the evils of this thing we call government. And the last one is marriage rescue. But with this show, I like to focus in on the evils of this thing we call government, the bogus nature and attributes of the sickness of seniority or superiority, let's put it that way.
All right.
Now, I called in about maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I listed the first five of these 10 attributes that I've kind of, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of go over those briefly.
Go for it.
The first one is that this notion that we have of people being in superiority is all psychology. It's a fantasy and a fiction. And number two, the geopolitical boundaries are strictly arbitrary. Take a look at Rhode Island versus Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, so-called laws are similar from place to place, but not exactly, and sometimes the exact opposite.
True.
Number four, the boundaries and rules that I mentioned earlier were created by dead people, people now way dead, but somehow they continue on.
But and, haunting us.
Yes, but the more dead they are, the more people seem to revere.
It is the most effective way of haunting people.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, and then number five was the fact that these rules are established by a simple majority of a small group of people and their opinions.
Kind of like gang rape.
Yeah. So number six, we're to cover, is titles. You talked a little bit about that for yourself, but titles and powers and all this magic comes as a result of what I call sorcery or conjuring up. I mean, these people give themselves titles. When they talk about the elite, for example,
mm-hmm.
the elite are the ones who gave themselves that title. the news reporters and all that kind of thing, the authorities, the elite, the whatever.
Since you bring it up, that's one of the irritations I have is people just talk about the elite and like that there's no such thing. Now, there is in real life a power elite and a wealth elite, and there's a huge overlap between those two. And that's usually what people are referring to as the power elite. There are people who have more political power than the rest of us. That's the power elite. And the wealth elite, same idea, but with money.
Yeah, of course, I watch the news every day just to find out, how to keep up with the evil ones. But
you want to watch the news to see what the government tells you to do so you can do the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly. You need to know your enemy. So there were a couple policemen that were gunned down, and they continue to refer to these people as New York's finest. It's things like that that just shows, exemplifies the whole magic and the fiction of this.
These people are better than you. That's why they get to steal things with no repercussions.
I got news for you, New York. Not everybody can be the finest, right? Some people have to be kind of fair to middling.
You have to have a special costume for that. But anyway, the fact is, number seven, people and things change all the time, the lines, the rules, and they're in constant change, as a matter of fact, throughout the world. But for some reason, they still stay the same, as far as people still pay attention to these lines and to these rules. So number eight, I think, is one of the most important we've been talking about, that this notion we call government functions solely upon extortion, theft, and robbery of other people. It can't function without that.
Correct.
Okay, number nine, they usurp God's authority over creation.
Amen.
Making laws and rules over things that are that exist in nature.
Yeah, that's it's one thing for religion to have their sort of creation stories and that kind of thing. It's another thing for this organization of violence to think that they are as powerful as any religion, and they are, if not more powerful, but to put themselves in the place of a god, I think is laughable.
And government absolutely is a false god. I mean, and they set themselves up in every way as a priesthood of a false god. And right now they're trying to scare everyone about this invisible enemy and to tell them which rituals to partake in to banish the COVID.
You got one more, Jet?
Yeah, the well, what you just mentioned, the thing about your God's authority, you know, I personally, as a dedicated disciple of Christ, believe that and understand that there is a God and a creator and that type of thing. And, well, let me go to number 10. It's kind of wraps up the whole thing, kind of just
make it quick.
Just other people, humans, who have no real right to tax, arrest, try other people, punish, imprison, beat, or otherwise kill. They're no more special than you or I, and this is what we have to get people to recognize, that they're just other people who have no right to do what they do.
Hey, Jet, thanks for the call.
Absolutely correct.
Jet's always got some really interesting things to say, whether it be on language, but we appreciate his call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next. Is the magic telephone number that you need to join us on air. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. If you think what we talk about sucks, well, give us a call. Change the subject. Talk about something interesting to you. In the studio tonight, here at Free Talk Live, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
We're going to shift the subject matter a bit from the IRS to, I have to be careful how I say this, self-assembling nanoparticles.
That's it.
Self-assembling nanoparticles. Peakless Mountaineer, you brought this in. It is related to, you know, the, what are we calling it, the COVID?
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form, but let us know what are self-assembling nanoparticles and why do we care?
Yeah, this from Medical Express. That's X, the letter, not the quickness. Novel nanoparticle SARS-CoV-2 vaccine combines immune-focusing and self-assembling nanoparticles.
Okay, so this sounds like robots in your body building more robots.
Yes.
I mean, to make things simple for the layperson.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, so they talk about how these were highly effective, but you know, you keep having to get a booster shot, and they might not work on some variants. So, scientists at Wistar WISTAR Institute developed a more targeted vaccine that in animal studies shows stronger, broader, more durable protection in single low dose.
Now, this is concerning to me because when the mRNA, I reluctantly use the word vaccine, when the mRNA technology was being considered publicly, right, mm-hmm. in the public open forum, the news was broadcasting about it, when it was being considered as a method to combat COVID, the people who were sort of not for it warned that the mRNA treatment was a technology platform.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, your body would be injected with an operating system that could be programmed to do a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it so happens that folks who did get an mRNA treatment for COVID that they call a vaccine, that it was programmed to have one of the spike proteins that helped your system in some way combat the COVID virus.
Yeah, this program, according to them, was designed to get your body to produce these spike proteins so that your immune system would recognize them and be able to deal with them. And then they're finding out, oh, well, having a bunch of spike proteins just running around is causing a bunch of damage.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, a bunch of pericarditis, you know, causing you to bleed and clot at the same time. You know, just all sorts of, oh, we had no idea that was going to happen. And one of the big things about this, so, like, the official story on this is like, oh, no, your body breaks it down. That's why you need the booster. But that's not what they're finding out. Like, they're finding out, oh, well, geez, maybe it was because we put it in a lipid envelope, but your body seems to be having trouble breaking this down.
Yeah, you are, you're riffing licks way beyond my capability with most of those words. But I do want to say, like, I found it interesting, self-assembling nanoparticles was the phrase. And so I just wanted to know what self-assembly actually meant, right? Because it sounds like a thing. And so the first thing that popped up was self-assembly is the organization, sometimes spontaneous, of smaller subunits to form a larger, well-organized pattern. Okay, so it sounds like Voltron. A bunch of little things get together to make a mecha thing. So how does that apply to this article?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to skip down here to, there we are. Using nucleic acid, so nucleic acid is like DNA, DNA and RNA, so ribonucleic and acid. Deoxyribonucleic, basically single-strand and double-strand. Using nucleic acid and nucleic acid vaccine delivery technology similar to mRNA, the nanoparticle vaccine is encoded in DNA and delivered into cells, thereby giving genetic instructions for the body to build the immunogen internally.
Oh, geez. Okay, so I've ran across many an article where they do talk about using human DNA as a data storage vehicle. That is to say, instead of, say, like a thumb drive or a hard drive somewhere on your computer or a cloud storage thing, which is just a bunch of servers at somebody else's location. So I find it interesting that there can be a link between data, as far as the digital kind, and biology, right? That we have figured out a way to store digital data in your own human biology. Imagine to carry around all of your identifying stuff, right? All the titles to everything you own or anything official, you know, all of your medical records. Imagine if that was just in your DNA and you could retrieve it at will.
Yeah, it would be very easy to do that.
You wouldn't have to go buy another device for it, right? And that type of a thing. So there's definitely uses for it, but then there's also, like, scary things about it. Like, how can this be abused, right? Oh, well, anybody could just plug into your DNA and possibly access this information somehow. So,
well, so, I mean, that'd be really easy to do. So the way DNA works is you've got four base pairs, right? So A, T, C, and G, right? Or if you have trouble with remembering it, think Gattaca. That's where the name for it came from, G, T, A, and C. So that's four. And like all of our binary stuff, you know, computers of every stripe, that's all just two, one and zero.
Yep.
So you could very easily go, okay, I'm going to take this, you know, chunk of data and I'm going to make an A for every one and a T for every zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just slap that on the very end of your DNA. Because, hey, that's the part that breaks off anyway as you age, so you're obviously not using it, and it's all junk DNA anyway, right?
Yeah.
And, God, the hubris of that, like, thinking you know, like, oh, geez, I'm sure that your body's just wasting the resources to recreate 90-plus percent of your DNA. I'm sure it's not doing anything because I can't see what it's doing.
Well, if I'm hearing what you're saying about this article correctly, it sounds like somebody is attempting to pre-program something that resembles a vaccine into human DNA.
Well, so instead of injecting you with RNA, it's injecting you with DNA. So it's a longer-lasting version than what they're doing now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it seems to me like it's basically a foreign entity that they want to inject into your body.
603-283-6160. Self-assembling nanoparticles, would you participate in a medical procedure that had this as part of it? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the telephone number in the studio. Should you want to opine with us, is 603-283-6160. Again, opinions wanted, 603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to those in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
And Big Liz Mountaineer.
And let's just go right away to Robert in South Carolina, who used the word telomeric in response to this article about the self-assembling nanoparticles. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. My feeling is that we should be working on the most important thing first, and that is telomere extension, because we're all threatened by the aging process. And as long as our bodies, our cells, and the nucleus of our cells more specifically, are low in, have less and less telomerase as time goes on, the ends of the telomeres kind of dissipate and are not as sharp as they once were, not as long as they once were.
So for our listeners who don't know what a telomere is, this is a part of the DNA, yes?
Yes, it's the end of the chromosomes. They're, you know,
yeah,
the
that was the name I couldn't think of when I was describing like where they would probably throw like your license number or whatever onto your DNA if they were going to put it on there.
Yeah, and like I say, over time they kind of dissipate. But my mom and my sister were involved in research at the NIH about 20 years ago, and they were able to extract something from cancer cells, in other words, telomeres, to get the ends of the telomeres to re-ravel and to get long again, and in other words, to reverse the aging process. So it's possible to go back to your prime.
So there is one major downside of doing that, though. So it's something that they discovered with the lab rats, is that the lab rats had actually evolved to the laboratories that they were being tested in, because the laboratories are always testing for like how toxic a substance is before they put it in makeup, things like that. And the lab rats had actually evolved super long telomeres, and that's why everything seemed to give you cancer for a while. So like the downside of making these super long telomeres is that you will basically doom everyone who has this process to dying of cancer eventually. Like, it will be later, but they will die of cancer. Like, that's the problem that this causes.
I was just getting to that. My mom and my sister also determined that exactly that would happen, but the government wouldn't let them finish the research to prevent that from happening.
Of course.
Well, they don't want us living long enough to learn their game.
Yeah. But nevertheless, I'm sure my mom believed that over time, other people, private industry, maybe, God only knows, maybe the Rockefeller University or something like that would pick it up and finish the research.
Them. Now, well, Rockefeller University has way too much of a vested interest in cancer being treated and not cured.
Okay, well, at Alfred University, which is where I graduated, they took up that thing as their major new research interest maybe also about maybe 25 years ago, and I don't know how far they've gotten, but I think organizations like that, I don't know which ones exactly, but somebody will do it. My mom figured that. She said that unfortunately I'll miss it, but my sister, who's 10 years younger than I, she would just catch it. So my mom had an idea of how long that would take, and I believe she was right. I would like to see...
So did they have any ideas for exactly how to avoid getting cancer from having extended telomeres?
No, they hadn't gotten finished. They hadn't even started that particular part of the job. And like I say, the government just closed everything down, swept it under the carpet, and my mom invited me over to meet the lady who was head of the department. And she
well, think about how that would cut into Pfizer's profits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in any case, so I said, yeah, I do some reporting for Germany Today. Oh, she said, that's great, because there was an error in the press, and that was the error in the press. In other words, the mice that appeared in the middle of the newspaper that had been made young again. That article was not accurate, or was misinformation, or what do they call it, phony information or false information or something like that is what she was inferring, you see? And my mom didn't argue with her at all, and I didn't either, of course, because she's got her orders from above, and that's it. And as long as we don't want to destroy the relationship with the NIH, we have to shut up about it too, basically, you see?
Mm. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That is some interesting stuff. I just have to address the term misinformation because Robert used it on the way out there. There is no such thing as misinformation. There's only information, and then your judgment of it.
Well, I mean, I was misinformed about the nature of the government.
Or did you just make a bad or have a bad opinion of the information you were given?
Well, I mean, so... And it's worth pointing out the difference between misinformation and disinformation. So if I really think something is true,
okay,
and it's false,
yep,
and I tell that to you, that's misinforming you.
Okay.
Now, if I know something is false and I tell it to you, that's disinforming you. I mean, to say that there is no misinformation is to make the claim that there is no
okay,
truth.
So both...
Which is a truth claim.
Both
so,
result
no.
in you giving me wrong
bad information. Yeah.
One is intentional.
Right.
The other one, not so much.
Exactly.
So misinformation is the unintentional giving of false information.
Right.
And disinformation is the intentional giving of false information.
Mm-hmm.
From a pure perspective... There is only information.
Well, some of that information is accurate and corresponds to reality, and some of that information doesn't correspond to reality.
Correct. So...
Like, 2 plus 2 equals 5 is information.
Who
it's
is,
wrong.
Who is the onus on to act or otherwise interpret the information? The individual.
Each of us, yes, the individual
must
act.
On the individual,
act.
Right? So, if I have... Yeah, 100 people telling me the wrong thing,
mm-hmm,
right? The onus is on me to know that it's the wrong thing that I'm being told, or to be skeptical of the information in such a way that I do something to find out whether or not it's true, or I decide I don't care about the information because it doesn't affect me, so I just go on about my life, right? So there is only information and then a judgment on the information by individuals.
Well, there is some difficulty there because... If the only information you have about something is misinformation, then you really don't even have the opportunity to correct it.
This is true. This is very true. But it's still just information, and individuals have to make a judgment upon the information
as to
whether or not it's true.
It does come down to the individual to decide what gamble to make in life, because
right,
everything you make is, it's all probabilities. Like, there's really high probabilities, like the sun will rise tomorrow. Extremely high probability, you know, from my perspective, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you do have to figure out what gambles to make as an individual.
So I say this because much like facts, facts are kind of, they're information, right? So they're just information. Now, who...
Well, facts are information that corresponds to reality.
Who do you trust to give you facts or information?
Well, I'll tell you my first thing. I check to see if they've got a motive for deceiving me. So, for example, corporate media has a huge motive for deceiving me.
Yep.
Now, the second thing I check is, would they know? Like, do I think that that is something that they would reasonably know? Because, like, you might actually be trying to, you know, find and spread the truth, but you don't have access to the information. The information being fed to you isn't accurate.
Right. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of information being given by people, by entities, by businesses, by government. The thing is I don't trust any of them to interpret it for me. Give me the information and allow me to make a decision as to whether or not it's accurate.
Definitely.
More Free Talk Live is coming up, 603-283-6160. Well, and Peakless, that's because he was the amazing Spider-Man. He wasn't just like, you know, the guy in a costume Spider-Man.
Is he strong? Listen, bud.
He's got radioactive blood. Yes.
That doesn't answer my question.
But you're saying that he caught a toppling statue by shooting a web at it. And that is amazing.
And
so,
didn't, like, make a net out of the web, but, like, just caught it with the web. Way overpowered. Like, his own stance is holding this thing up on top of his web. That's way overpowered. Yeah,
Stan Lee did not stutter when he said the amazing Spider-Man.
That's true.
He didn't just say the Spider-Man, right? The mediocre Spider-Man, the, you know, sort of average Spider-Man. No, the amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he likes to sell things. You know, the Fantastic Four.
Exactly. You've got to put some sort of
uncanny X-Men.
You've got to put some sort of a descriptor in front of it. This is Free Talk Live, if you're wondering what you're listening to. The telephone number 603-283-6160 if you want to join our conversations. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. But I need to tell you about Give Directly. We're raising funds for Give Directly. And this is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. What they do is locate recipients in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a wide range of important and positive changes in their lives, such as employment, nutrition, health, and education. And additionally, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need, what they decide they need, instead of relying on aid organizations, donors, or governments thousands of miles away to choose for them. This is certainly what I would prefer if I found myself in a needy situation. Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly. We're helping families in Bome and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm really glad they decided to extend this.
Yeah, me too. It is certainly a worthwhile charity. I love the whole, yes, let's cut through the red tape.
Right?
Right? We hear so often, even people think legitimate charities like the Red Cross. It's like, look into the Red Cross for a minute and see how much of their money goes to actual charitable things, contributions, and helping people, and how much of it actually goes to support their organization.
Yeah, they're an absolute bunch of scam artists. I mean, like, they've been involved in just so many scandals, just one after another.
Well, and we hear all the time about, you know, oh, the shipment of this medicine or this food to such and such country, you know, was held up by, you know, bureaucracy, by red tape, by government not allowing it to go through, to go to the people, or governments themselves taking it for themselves, absconding with it when it was meant for these other people who really needed it, not, you know, these other...
Captured by warlords.
Yeah, not these other warlords. By the way, all governments are warlords, in case you think that the United States is different. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And the only difference is, you know, it wears a slightly different dress. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got different, it's got clown shoes, you know, instead of combat boots. Right? I mean, but it is the world's largest empire. Period. of all time, in all of history. No empire has been larger than the United States.
Or more violent, or locked up as many people in jail. And I will say about this particular charity, so like, usually the numbers I've seen for helping people when the government does it, like 20 to 25% of the money actually goes to helping people.
Yep.
In private charities, it's 75 to 80%. And this one, it's 90%. So, I mean, you know, kudos to them on that.
Yes. We do take phone calls here on Free Talk Live. And let's go right away to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just heard you say the sun's going to rise tomorrow morning. And I just want to tell you, the sun's not going to rise in the morning. It's
it
not
will from my perspective.
Yeah, not, well, yeah, from your perspective, yes. But the earth spins in circles.
That is true.
So here's the problem with that. Like, this is the reality of relativity. Like, you have to pick an arbitrary point in order to determine any form of motion.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Mark on this one. I like when there's an easy change of phrase that I can use to say things more accurately, right? Language is filled with obscurities and things that don't mean what you think they mean, and people using things incorrectly and saying things incorrectly. And people will accuse me of talking funny. And it's mostly because of my, we'll call it awakening out of the fog of statism that I keep talking about. And so I like to say things like empire, you know, or the road pirates, you know, things of that nature. So if instead of saying sunrise, I can say when the earth spins back in the direction of the sun, that might be something I'll consider.
Okay, well, here's a trick question. What does the moon orbit?
Your mom?
Nice.
What does it orbit? Technically the earth, right?
There's no real answer to that. Like, okay, it's the earth? Oh, really? Because seems to me it orbits the sun. It does way more orbiting the sun than it does orbiting the earth.
Mark, does it orbit both?
The moon really doesn't orbit. I mean, it's crazy the way the moon goes. It's changed so much in the past 30 years, it's unbelievable. The
moon doesn't go around anything? Well, now that is actually true if the moon itself is your point of reference.
Oh, feel like you're on the moon, right, if that's your perspective.
Right. From the perspective of the moon, everything else is moving and it is still. Thus, from my perspective, the sun rises.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark.
But, I mean, you could just as easily say that the moon is in fact orbiting around the center of the galaxy. Or the central point of the galactic cluster. I mean, there's no literal answer to this. You have to define your perspective in order to get a useful answer. Now, we usually pick the sun just because it makes the planetary orbits really simple. But if you're doing something that the planetary orbit isn't what you're looking at, then you need to pick a more useful point of reference.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm off the speakerphone. Yes,
you're on the air and off your rocker. I don't know.
Yeah, I was on the speakerphone, but I come through better when I do get off a speakerphone.
Yeah, you sound way better right now than you do on the speakerphone.
So wait a minute. So is it the nurse? She just had a baby. Is that the one? It's either Bonnie or the other one.
No, you're thinking of Nikki. She's normally on Sundays. Her job, her career is in midwifery or being a midwife. And what that means is she helps other people give birth in their homes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. She had to work a job, not that she was giving birth. Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. She was helping some other people bring a new human being into planet Earth, into this reality. And that's why she had to miss a show.
Oh, okay. I bet she herself was having a baby. Okay, never mind. But I just want to, have you heard of Joyce Meyer Ministries?
Joyce Meyer?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Well, she's from I forgot the, you know those two arches in the Missouri? The
St. Louis Arch? Yeah.
The famous two arches. Anyway, she's from that town, but she does what I like about her the most is that she has ministries, rescue homes for trafficked girls, all around the world, like Africa, Thailand, India. She's got rescue homes in L.A. and Missouri. So she's called that a Dream Center, and I just think it's a really great way to help these girls. You know, by going, if you go to joycemyers.org, you could donate to our charity. And I like your charity, what you guys talked about.
Yeah.
And you guys have $30,000 to match of whatever people donate.
Yeah,
so that's really
Free Talk Live, the show, has really stepped up in that regard. Now, will we reach that goal of $30,000? I mean, if people donate more than $30,000, we can't go more than that. So $30,000 is the limit of what we'll match. But we're hopeful that we'll get that far over at give.freetalklive.com. I just looked it up real quick, too, and it is joycemyer.org. Hand of Hope, Anti-Human Trafficking is the, you know, what it's all about. Hand of Hope is what you want to search for if you want to give to that charity. And thank you for the call today, Sarah. We appreciate that as well. 603-283-6160. I love talking about charities. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
There's not enough of that in the world, and too many times people are lazy.
It's part of the solution. We have to do non-government charities.
Correct. Most people think, well, I pay my taxes, that's enough charity. It's not. More Free Talk Live coming up.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight and listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can go create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with only an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then you can buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now, buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Remind folks of your article's nature.
Self-assembling nanoparticles.
During one of the breaks, I had mentioned that would be a good band name. And then I thought about it. I'm like, no, that would be a horrible band name because they would be expecting you to show up, play your show, and then sort of like assemble as like a mecha thing, you know, like as part of your show, which maybe it would be cool. But like, I couldn't think of like, how do you get your audience to participate in that? Like,
well, I, for one, am a self-assembling macro particle.
Macro particle. We're going to continue talking about that in just a minute. But first, let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but the French government is offering their citizenry $10,000 to pop a baby because the population has dwindled so. And I can tie this back to the Roman Empire, Germany, and the United States.
I have never heard of a government paying folks for procreation. Now, it does behoove a government to have, or any, you know, violent organization, such as a kingdom, for, you know, to have subjects, right? So if they run out of subjects, well, there's no one to rule and no one to do all the work for them so that they can, you know, take their life's effort in the form of taxation. So it does behoove them, but I have not heard. Where did you hear this, Major?
This was on the radio. I don't remember what station or you know, the source, but it was not just a call in from somebody talking smack.
I've got something here from theguardian.com. France plans to pay cash for more babies. Middle-class mothers in France could be paid up to £1,000 a month, almost the minimum wage, to stop work for a year and have a third child under a government scheme to boost the birth rate, already among the highest in Europe. And I assume, you know, £1,000 times 12 in a year, you know, that's £12,000. That's about right.
That's more than 10 grand.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, so you guys made a lot of comments, and we are basically a syllabically based language from the past Latin lineage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Syllabically
based language?
Syllabically, yeah.
Oh, syllabically.
Syllabically, okay. Yes.
Okay. As I thought you were saying syllables. It was a Slavic language, and it's like, no, that's not accurate.
No, not Slavic as in S-L-A-V. No, it's syllabic.
No, not Slavic. No. But anyway, so disjointed, disassembled, disassociated, it means, you know, undone. The only one that was dis that didn't tie into this nonsense was discovery, but that would be a whole sidebar.
Well, anyway, discovery is to uncover.
Yeah, I know what it means, yeah. But it's not disjointed. It's not dyslexic. You know what I mean? It doesn't tie in with the rest of the.
Right. So they're all. You have the thing, and then you go back from it. So you have jointed, and then you have disjointed. So you take it from jointed to disjointed. Covered, and then you have discovered. So you bring it from covered.
I'm only combobulated.
All right. I can fight. Yeah, discombobulated.
No, I'm just combobulated. In fact, I'm whelmed. I'm whelmed right now at the conversation.
I think Peekless just combobulated it, actually. But
anyway, finish your point, Major.
So anyway, back towards the end of the reign of the Roman Empire, there was one pissed off general over in Germania. And they had a war, and he lost, but they never really got rid of the populace. So Germany had an ancient hard-on. I mean, they started World War One and World War Two, right?
Okay.
Now, after World War, during our early history, we basically followed Europe's lead because they were the big dog. You know, we based a lot of things on, like, English common law and such.
Sure, the Whigs,
but after
all
World,
that stuff.
After World War II, we were the big dog, and Europe started following our lead. Well, at the end of World War II, we imported all these genius Nazi minds, right? And one of them was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Gee, where did all the babies go?
Well,
the Huns consumed them.
So I'd like to point out that America was leading the world before World War I, actually. So, I mean,
well,
so much so that when America made major shifts in its medical tradition, Europe followed suit.
Well, we had at that point, the citizenry was behind the government, and the government was still half straight. I mean, it was after World War II that even Eisenhower warned us to beware of the giant military complex.
Hey, I just noticed, Major, something about this article. It says about France plans to pay cash for more babies and pay these, you know, mothers to have, you know, pay them $1,000 a month, basically, to have a third child. But it says high birth rate fails to stop population from shrinking. Now, this points to something other than birth rate being the problem, right? It sounds to me like France is having a problem keeping people in France.
Gee, I wonder why.
They're over-governed and overtaxed and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And the people with money will leave.
Yeah.
So, and they're left with the dregs, you know.
So they're gonna pay people to have more kids so that they can just leave France later and they'll get no benefit out of it other than maybe keeping a few more people who might have left anyway.
Well, and if you want to have more kids, quit propagandizing your public to believe that every human being is a stress on the earth that shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. So let's continue on with the self-assembling nanoparticles, if you would.
Yeah. Researchers then used naturally self-assembling proteins to form nanoparticles, which display these highly engineered immunogens by arranging themselves into structures that resemble an actual virus. The nanoparticles are more easily recognized by the immune system and transported to the germinal centers where they activate B cells, which produce protective antibodies.
How does that impact, you know, everyday folk?
So what they inject you with in this technology that they're coming out with is, as they put it, there's three parts of it. So one part of it is it activates your immune system and focuses it in this direction. One part of it is these proteins that build like the shell of a virus. So it constructs the machinery of a virus inside your body. Like that's what these self-assembling nanoparticles do. And the third element is this foreign DNA structure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't bad enough that they're putting mRNA that seems to last way longer than it's supposed to anyway. No. We need full DNA so that you have the equivalent of some kind of weird foreign quasi-organism inside you that we inject. And just for good measure, we're going to inject it with these proteins that build virus structures.
I have so many questions about so much of this that, you know, sort of flies over, well, even my head at this point. Because it seems like this could be used for horrible or for horrendous. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. You are there. You are listening. You are tuned in to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in.
Oh, sorry.
Take control of the airwaves. I had an idea for a band a while ago called Mindless Automaton. And like all of the songs were going to be like, no more
conformity.
You're taking it way too far. Like monotonous, monotone, you know, one maybe two chord, no three chords, like less than rock and roll, right? But like songs titled Obey Your Television, think Gregorian chants, but with maybe some rock instruments behind it, right? You know,
so you wouldn't simplify it down to like beep boop, beep, boop.
You never
beep,
know with Mindless
boop.
Automaton, but what you can guarantee with Mindless Automaton is the general public can relate to it.
Ah. Now playing human music.
603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Please visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
This is going on your permanent record.
This will go down on your permanent record. What will the self-assembling nanoparticles now be writing the permanent record for individuals, Peakless Mountaineer?
Disturbing possibility, that is.
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Wait, Violent Femmes. Yeah, they had that bit in one of their songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking about...
Then one day I found out there was no such thing.
I didn't... I am from Wisconsin, and, like, it's rare that there's some sort of successful musical act out of Wisconsin. Violent Femmes are one of them. What's the other one? Is it Weezer? I believe they used to jam in a garage in Kenosha, and that's where their
in
song
the garage where
in
they
the
belong.
Garage where they belong. Yeah, came from. And then there's a old school R&B guy from the 70s, maybe Al Jarreau. He had some
Algernon.
Jarreau. Al as in Alan, and then Jarreau, J-E-R-E-A-U, perhaps. I don't know, but smooth voice, you know, songs for the ladies, you know, chef style, gonna lay you down by the fire.
So sort of a Barry White kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about any of this.
I have no idea why.
Oh, because I mentioned the Violent Femmes, that's what.
Ah.
Oh, and so the Violent Femmes, also, I saw recently a video of theirs where instead of having electric instruments, they had all acoustic instruments. So an acoustic bass, an acoustic guitar, and then the drummer not playing drums. He was playing like this set of bongos with a couple of little splashy things around him. It was great. Anyway.
Yeah, I just assume you're one of those people that has like an encyclopedic knowledge of certain aspects of music, and eventually someone hits play on that and you just kind of go.
Yeah. Also, an unsung heavy metal band from the early 80s, Realm, R-E-A-L-M, they did a sweet, sweet cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, and it's amazing. It's a high powered, really super fast, but it's got like the operatic vocals of that era. I can't imitate that type of a voice, so I'm not going to try, but it's like, you know, very
lonely people.
Yeah, but very fast, right? You know, Eleanor Rigby, blah 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 blah, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm doing a horrible anyway. You can still find them, of course, online. So if you're of such a mind, feel free to look them up. Anyway, your article, Peakless.
The vaccine combines three technologies, immune focusing, self-assembling nanoparticles, and DNA delivery into a single platform for the first time.
There's that word, platform. Like, I'm so torn. In some ways, like, this could be a breakthrough medical technology, right, where you have some sort of...
It's definitely that.
Some sort of technology that, like, you know, sort of tells you, hey...
It's breakthrough, it's medical, it's technology.
Hey, before you get sick, you know, here are the things that you need to know about yourself, right? It's like, it could be beneficial to you from a voluntary perspective. But it could also be very horrible to you if it's forced upon you by an organization of evil and force, such as a government.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that bugs me about this is, like, even if you have, you know, some kind of technology, like natural biological technology or artificial technology that figures out how to, like, strain or detect virus particles.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's this thing that, like, no, they're not even full-sized virus particles. They're just these little nanoparticles that are undetectable. But once they get around each other, they self-assemble into a virus.
Nanobots, self-assemble.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make
Seriously.
Sense. We've seen this in science fiction, though, right? This idea isn't new. It's been around. It's just it hasn't been able to be actually done until, well, now, apparently. Yeah. But the idea that you could put some nanoparticles into your body to heal something, right? You know, you get in a car accident or something and you need it, you know, the hospital's too far, and so here's some nanoparticles, bro. Oh, your leg is fixed or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, I could see where this would be helpful stuff.
Yeah, it does have a potential for good, but I mean, honestly, the people running our medical system, I do not trust them. And I mean, fundamentally, our medical system always goes back to the government.
Yes.
Like, in order to be, like, Jet was talking about, you know, titles. And what I wanted to pipe up with is, like, doctor. Doctor is one of those powerful, powerful titles. Like, someone will ask, well, are you a doctor? As if, oh, well, if I had the government authorized authorizers,
right, yeah.
You know, if I had their approval, then what I said would matter.
Just because
whereas
a guy,
if it just happens to, you know, correspond to reality, that's not authoritative.
Yeah, just because a guy goes to school for 8-10 years, whatever it is, and gets a certificate that
and
a god
complex,
it's called a doctorate, doesn't mean they're not an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know plenty of brilliant people who are high school dropouts. I know plenty of accredited people who are freaking idiots.
Yeah, there's a big difference between qualified and capable.
A huge difference, as a matter of fact.
And the best way of finding this out is with a free market.
I don't like the tone of this platform that you have informed us about, Pecos Mountaineer. 603-283-6160. Would you be willing to have a platform installed in your body that could do Lord knows what? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
We'd like to invite you to visit freekeen.com. Freekeen.com features audio, video, and blogs chronicling the transition to a voluntary society. Freekeen.com also has comments and discussion forums so you can be heard. Freekeen.com.
Self-assembling nanoparticles. Assemble. Wait, what?
Like, nanoparticles. Self-assemble.
Yeah, like. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us tonight. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about self-assembling nanoparticles in relation to the COVID bit. Apparently, some new versions of immunotherapy are being considered using a platform which is placed into your DNA to instruct it to do things like, oh, I don't know, give you a vaccine of sorts?
Yeah, immune focusing, self-assembling nanoparticles, and DNA delivery. That's what's in this particular platform. And in addition to its other advantages, the vaccine could be stored at room temperature, making it potentially easier to transport to remote or developing locations than existing mRNA vaccines,
which
require specialized cold storage.
How do these self-assembling nanoparticles, how are they controlled? Like, are they given instructions?
Controlled? Yeah. Why would we do that?
Well, there are certain people on planet Earth that are completely obsessed with control, who will do anything for more of it, and to keep whatever amount of it is that they already have. These people are known as sociopaths or psychopaths, and we find them generally in places like governments, for example.
Is the ideal place for a psychopath.
Or a sociopath.
Yep.
And so,
government and the height of corporations, but I repeat myself.
Government is a corporation. In fact, the largest corporation.
And corporations are part of government, yes. Lest we forget.
So what I mean by controlled is, when I hear the word platform, I immediately think something online. Mm-hmm. I immediately think something where you've got to have a login and a password, or something you can download onto your phone with an app. Right. Oh, yeah. Become part of our platform. Right. Mm. You know, we talk about people getting canceled off of platforms. YouTube's a platform. Spotify's a platform. Twitter's a platform. Facebook's a platform. These are all called platforms. So I imagine that there's some way that people communicate with these nanoparticles to tell them what to do. Is this method, internet based? Is it Wi-Fi? Can somebody control these nanoparticles once you put them in your body, other than you? Can you get them out once they're put in your body?
Well, why would you want to do that? You want to become less immune to the COVID?
Let's say I want them in my body to prevent me from getting a thing or to heal me from getting a thing. And then once they're done doing their thing, I would like them out. Is that possible?
Doesn't look like it. Well, it's one of those things like, okay, so if you release this bioweapon, how are you going to control it?
Right.
Well, you can't. Like, you fundamentally can't. And this is the kind of thinking that gets us into messes like the one that we're in now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when Fauci and his people went to DARPA and they're like, hey, we've got this thing that we're doing with gain-of-function research, you know, for vaccines, not for bioweapons at all. I mean, it looks exactly like bioweapons research, but it's not for that. It's just for vaccines.
I just thought,
and DARPA's like, no, this is way too dangerous.
I just thought of the acronym for gain-of-function research is GOFR.
Huh. Wow.
G-O-F-R. GOFR. Anyway. Interesting thing with the mRNA COVID treatments is, like, if only there were some method for studying anything that resembled a vaccine treatment in which they had to go through certain steps and phases of things before it could be released to the general public, because they had...
So sort of like an experimental phase before...
Yeah.
Or that you might, like, inform people that it's still in its experimental phase.
Right.
Rather than just experimenting on them like human rather guinea than pigs lie and some kind and, of, you know, property.
Rather than lie.
Livestock, if you will.
Yeah. Rather than lie and tell them that it's 100% safe, 100% effective. It is safe and effective. That is what governments told us.
Yeah.
And now, if you go back to all things COVID, you go back 2 years ago. And you listen to what, you know, otherwise intelligent people said. They're like, no, they don't know what they're doing. No, this is an experimental DNA procedure. It is not a vaccine. It is a platform. And you go back and even listen to Free Talk Live. We talked about all this stuff. Or go and, you know, everybody who was saying all these things, people were called conspiracy theorists. They were called, oh, you're just anti this or anti that. You hate blah, 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 blah. You hate roads or whatever, right? But now it turns out that all of that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
And every major news outlet has come around to saying all of the things that used to be misinformation.
Yes.
Right? Coming back to our discussion about misinformation and disinformation mm-hmm. earlier, all of these things were called misinformation. People were deplatformed mm-hmm. for saying these things. And now all of a sudden, like, oh, the mainstream media is like, yep, these things were accurate and true. There's no apologies from anybody.
Oh, yeah. Like, the one that really stuck out to me at first was the Wuhan lab thing.
Right.
Like, I was calling that from the very beginning. Obviously, this probably came from a lab. But, you know, everyone who talked about that got deplatformed if they had a platform. And, you know, there's a meme going around, Alex Jones was right. And it's like, hey, what am I, chopped liver? Like,
Peakless Mountaineer was right. Peakless Mountaineer was right. Make a meme.
But I mean, so the lab leak hypothesis, sure. The inflated numbers
mm-hmm.
From the hospitals, yep. That's finally coming out.
Yep.
And I mean, heck, there were people that specifically stated, they're like, watch. And as soon as it starts turning back on them, oh, you handled this terribly, they'll go, well, these aren't the real numbers.
Right. The myocarditis, the pericarditis, the menstrual problems. Well, that
don't you know that middle-aged people get heart attacks all the time?
Yeah, and apparently everything causes a heart attack now.
Yeah.
You know? Before you know it, they'll be like, being a radio host makes you prone to have a heart attack. I mean, that might be true. I don't know.
Doubt it. So with this new technology, though, like, the thing that really sticks out in my mind is like, okay, so it, now they say that it assembles this this machinery of a viral structure,
yeah,
so that your body can recognize it more easily. And I can't help but think that's not what that structure's for. The structure of a virus, the machinery of the, like, viral envelope exists for the specific purpose of injecting this stuff into cells. That's how viruses work.
Yep.
And frankly, the only thing that's like holding back a virus from absolute devastation is the fact that it's only inserting mRNA. It's only inserting ribonucleic acid. So right. it only gives a fake message that then screws up the entire cell, causing it to produce new viruses to infect new cells. Whereas this thing, oh no, this is straight up DNA. It's much more robust. It's harder to break down. It lasts longer. And you have that combined in a technology whose purpose is to build a thing that injects it into cells. Like, this is absolutely terrifying levels of genetic reprogramming.
It's all going to come to a head.
How are they controlling this? Good question. Like, basically, you have to put the controls into it when you build the thing. And if you screw up or it does something you didn't expect, too bad.
Right, so if I'm the evil, maniacal, you know, bald guy, let me $1 million take over the earth, you know, kind of guy. You know, is there an app I can download to control these nanoparticles that I've put in other people?
Not as I know about.
Give it time. 603-283-6160. What do you think of these self-assembling nanoparticles? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of tonight's show.
It's the final segment.
Yeah, thanks. Now I'm going to have an earworm. I did that once. No, I did it more than once here on the show.
Where I was like,
it's the final countdown. And then, like, I had that stupid song stuck in my head for, like, a week. And, like, you know how it is with these earworms. You hear one of these songs, it's stuck. You can't get it out until you go and listen to the song. So I had to, on purpose, voluntarily, go and search out that. I know who it's by. I'm not going to mention their name. I'm not giving them any free press. But
the other way to dislodge an earworm is to get another one lodged in there.
That's true, but it is difficult to do that of one's own accord.
Really?
At least for me.
I just think of a more annoying song. Like, I've got a handful of them. I won't mention them. You're welcome.
Thanks.
The problem is there's an arm race. It just escalates in annoyingness. The more annoying one can kick out the less annoying one until finally I get to the worst one ever.
There was a time when there was a drugstore on my way home from, well, wherever, basically. And if I got an earworm stuck in my head, I could stop at the drugstore and they had that Muzak, the artificial versions of all the songs in like bad MIDI form, like a terrible production and all that stuff. And so if I wanted to get an earworm out of my head, I would stop at this particular drugstore and shop for something. Really didn't even matter what, right? But like they would have horrible earworm-esque Muzak.
Sort of, elevator music version of the thing you sometimes hear at grocery stores.
Yeah. You get the idea. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have River Dave calling in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's good to hear you guys. I just wanted to give a really quick story about what happened in my first shot. I enlisted in the Air Force June 2nd, 1958, went by train to San Antonio. San Antonio, I started basic training somewhere around the 8th to the 10th in that vicinity. They marched us to the infirmary, and there was about 65 of us in the group. They started us through alphabetically. I am L, so I went in nearly the middle of the group. Got four shots, two in my right shoulder, two in my left shoulder. Did the paperwork in the center of the infirmary out the back door and stood out in the hot sun at parade rest waiting for the rest. I only been there a couple of minutes. The guy right in front of me just plain face planted. Oh. He went never even unlocked his knees. Hands stayed clasped together. He just planted his nose right in the dirt. Oh,
wow.
Bill Sergeant hollered, medic, doctors came out, they picked him up, moved him off to the side, right to my right shoulder. And while they were working on him, I heard the doctor tell one of the men working on him he was dead when he hit the ground. About the time he said that, the second guy went over behind me. While they were working on him, the third guy died back in one of the earlier ranks behind me. Three of us died within 10 minutes after getting shot at San Antonio, Texas in 1958. Now, we asked the TIs back at camp that night, you know, what happened? You know, tell it, you know, kind of felt. This is what we got for an answer. Your mother's making new ones every day. Just shut up and shine your shoes. And then that's all we got. So that's absolutely a true story. Now, if anybody wants to document that, they can go check it out. San Antonio, Texas. Three of us died out of 65 within 10 minutes.
From getting shot. And this was for the military?
For the Air Force.
For the Air Force.
San Antonio, Texas. Yep.
Wow. Well. That sounds safe and effective.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad you weren't one of the ones who perished on that day, because then you would not, you know, become the legend that you are today.
Right. Yeah. My mother was 3 months pregnant when she got married, so she could have had an abortion, and I wouldn't have been here either.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hey, River Dave, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's good to hear you guys in there. I only get you, Saturday evenings from 8 to 10. I don't know. Are you on other times during the week?
Yep, we're on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to call, you know, call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. seven nights a week. Earlier is better, of course. Because, you know, folks will try and get in at the last minute.
Yeah, but, and since I know you probably don't have a lot of access to technology, we do have a listen line, too, if you just want to hear the show and not talk.
Oh, yeah, all I've got is just a phone. I don't have a computer. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. So I'm completely illiterate that way.
But no problem, brother. We got you.
If you're going out beaver trapping, buddy, I can tell you how to get them.
Hey, thanks for the call, River David. You're welcome to call us anytime.
I don't want to make a nuisance of myself. That's all. I just if I call like once a month, is that too often? Or?
You can call as often as you like. It is a pleasure to hear from you.
We only have one rule, and that's one call per night. So we will talk to you again soon, River David. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and if you want to call in just to listen, it's 603-283-6160. Oh, wait, that's the call-in line.
Yep.
Sorry, the listen line, sorry, is 360-398-4482.
River Dave, everybody.
I'm betting he expected to see people die when he ended up in the military, but maybe just not quite that soon.
That's a horrible story. Speaking of horrible...
let's not get Ben out of shape. That is a 95% non-lethal set of vaccines.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of people with horrible stories, we have David in New Mexico on the line. Two Daves in a row. What do we do?
Oh, man, if I got them for you.
Hey, Dave, I wanted to ask a quick question, since I know you've got your...
Monica Zamora, that's her name.
I was going to ask actually about Senator Ben Ray
Lujan. John Romero, John J. Romero Jr., the other judge, is that what you're talking about?
No, I was actually asking more about the Lujan Grissom family.
Lujan, you mean the governor that dumped the water on the crotch of one of her... staff members, and then grabbed his wet crotch, and then paid him off $150,000. Is that the one?
That sounds about right. So I was wondering if you knew that if she was related to a Ben Ray Lujan, who is apparently senator.
There's some discrepancy on that. Some claim that they are cousins, and then others claim that they're not related at all. So I guess we'd have to ask Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom, are you related to Ben Ray Lujan or Ben Ray Lujan's daddy? You know, Ben Ray Lujan, that's Junior, and Ben Ray Senior was the Speaker of the House for the state of New Mexico for years and years and years and years.
Hmm, sounds like daddy? There might be some kind of nepotism going on.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, you mean nepotism? Nepotism? You mean like Bernalillo County? You know, that's where Albuquerque is. Bernalillo County District Attorney Raul Torres married to Nasha Torres. Nasha Torres, Dean of Students, which makes her the chief disciplinarian, the equivalent of the DA at the University of New Mexico that has their own police force with transsexual officers that that arrested me for calling into their radio station KUNM. You mean that one? Like nepotism, like that?
Yeah, it sounds pretty nepotistic.
Sure does.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's, you know, it's funny that you should ask, because that kind of ties into what I was calling about. I just made a little mini list of ever since the M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. illegally trafficked my children, as per the unanimous decision of the New Mexico Court of Appeals that I hold here right in my hand. I've been keeping track of indiscretions of other notable people in the state of New Mexico, like, for instance, Manny Aragon, who embezzled $4 million when he was building a courthouse, or Heath White, sheriff, who embezzled, I don't know, $40,000, $60,000 from Torrance County, or Catron County sheriff, who's missing at the moment after being accused of embezzling $20,000 or so, or Cheryl Williams Stapleton, who just got convicted of embezzling $5 million.
Wait, I'm sorry, David. Somebody's missing? What did you do?
Yeah, the sheriff, after they accused him of embezzlement, he kind of went missing. Oh, I think he's down in the oil fields making $100,000 a year doing a different job, since he had to skip town because he was accused of stealing money from the sheriff's department. But yeah.
Wow. I mean,
and,
yeah. Again, it just illustrates the insanity of having a system that draws nothing but psychopathic and sociopathic behaviors.
But man, that's only like literally, let me see, I got 12 lines of these examples, and that's only the first two lines. I haven't even got to the other 10 lines yet, and this is all in the last, like, say, 10, 15 years in New Mexico.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Sadly, your show prep will have to wait for another time. Maybe call earlier next time if you are able to do so. It's always easier and better to get in earlier than later. We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Find us at freetalklive.com. Peace.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. ForkFest.party.